Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Definitely take care of the football. That's the biggest thing, you know. In order to win games, you need to take care of the ball. So we just need to be better at that. Do some things this week as far as, you know, fundamentals, technique, and all those things, just to be better at that come next game.
Hey, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show to Buffalo Football Monday on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is not a victory Monday, but we're still taking your calls, and of course brought to you by and presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We're going to get to several things this hour. Sit up, stand down, hey buddy. The Barnes Firm injury report and our extra point from the sidelines. Took an hour of your phone calls. We have a lot more left. If you're on hold, I'll get to you this segment. So stay with me. I'll do that. Got a few calls on hold. We'll do that. We'll run around and get to what happened in the league yesterday. Okay. Just want to rewind right before that last break. Got a little heated there with the conversation with Jamie, I believe it was. If Jamie, maybe Jamie's listening. Maybe he got mad. He hung up. So actually, Jamie, I agree that I did not like the first timeout the Bills used yesterday at the end of the first half. Because as I was trying to do, while you told me, like, oh my God, I can't believe we do this every time. What I was trying to do was go back and look at the play-by-play to make sure I have it right to give you correct information. So when you say, got to look at the tape. Like, no. I need to go back and look at the play-by-play to remember where it was and exactly so I can give you the right information. So, 2nd and 15 from the Bills 41 after a penalty. All right. All right, out of bounds. Anyway, it's 2nd and 15 for New England at the Bills 41 with 1:05 left. The Bills still have all three timeouts. Drake May throws the ball 19 yards to the Buffalo 19, 22-yard gain. The Bills use a timeout right there, even though it's a first down. That's the one I didn't like. I'm like, all right, it's already a first down. So even if you stop them on second down, use a timeout. Stop them on third down, use a timeout. They can kind of run the clock down on fourth down, right? That's what I didn't like about it, because you're already forced them to use their timeout. So I agree with you, Jamie. I didn't like that timeout. I also don't think there's a big picture issue here with timeouts being used when you, as a football fan, can't actually realize that you should call timeout when you have 10 men on the field in a two-point conversion. You know what that is? That's, I don't like this coach, or I don't like his timeout, so I'm going to pick every time he calls one to be mad about. You want to be upset about a substitution issue to get you there, fair game. Totally right. That's on coaching. That's on the head coach, the position coach, the coordinator. Get the right darn people on the field. Be ready. You're in a close game in a first half, end of the first half, and you got 10 men on the field and a two-point conversion? Holy cow, you better call timeout. I'd be mad if they didn't. You all should be mad if they didn't. That's just smart football to do that, even though you screwed it up to get there in the first place. I didn't like the first timeout, but I understand. And you are trying to get the ball back for Josh Allen. Why wouldn't you want to do that? You're trying to get him a chance at the end of the half. And yes, we do ask Sean McDermott, why did you call timeout there? You know what he says? To get the ball back. You don't have to like that answer. That's the answer. So I hope that makes sense to you. But if you call up and just scream about it and don't give a chance to walk through it here, which I was trying to do, we can't get to the end result, even if we disagree. And that's what this show is about. Okay. Got that off my chest after that. Thanks a lot. Welcome in. We are streaming live on the WGR YouTube page and Twitch. Thanks a lot for the bullpen coming in, everybody talking it up and agreeing and disagreeing, telling me I'm mean to callers or whatever you're doing. That's okay. Take a deep breath, everybody. We all need to do that. It's the first loss of the season. Most likely there's going to be more. They are 4-1. There are concerns. It's not panic time. Eagles were 4-1, too. They lost yesterday. No team is unbeaten. The Bills were actually the last unbeaten team in the league until last night, because the Eagles had lost earlier. Everybody's got a loss. You know? Go listen to, you know, Philly radio today, Baltimore radio. You think you're unique and alone in all these issues. You're not. But you certainly have a right to call up and complain about them at 803-0550. Dan in Leroy. What's up, Dan?
How you doing? Yeah, I just want to say I think Stephon Diggs and his situation with their quarterback pretty much the carbon copy of he and Josh. I think he might have got into Josh's head a little. But my real problem with last night's game, right before the game, they announced that Hockley's crew was going to be there. And I just said, oh, no.
Yeah.
Prime time and Hockley's crew, the same with his father's crew, has been a disaster for us forever.
Yeah, I think the record isn't very good. I have to look it up with McDermott teams with Hockley. But look, you can't blame it on the officials. But I agree, Dan, that was tough to watch last night. I mean, there was just flags flying everywhere. Ridiculous. Like, it just seemed like it was every chance they had, they just wanted to throw a flag. And it was unwatchable. Thanks, Dan, for the phone call. Bob, out in Syracuse. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Sal. Great to talk to you. So I was at the game last night. I don't have the best of track records when I go, but that's a whole nother story.
Geez. All right.
So just a couple observations I had last night watching the game. I try to really look closely at what we were doing offensively and defensively and just try to take an objective perspective. First off, the one thing I have to tell you is you probably feel the same way. I don't feel for one moment that we had any control of that game at any point, regardless of what the score was. I thought that we got outplayed. We got way too cute in the first half with some of the play calling. I thought that we had a really difficult time blocking, creating any space for Cook on the right side of the offensive line. They kept on trying it over and over again. They were failing. But the one thing I did see, and one of my biggest complaints about yesterday, is I know that a lot of people won't agree with this, but and I know we were shuffling people on, especially with linebacker. We had like two extra linebackers. I would love to see more on the field because of his speed. We needed speed last night, and I would have loved to see them play pitch and catch with Kincaid until they were going to stop him, because he was unstoppable last night. I thought that this is one of the weaknesses that Brady has when you compare him to Spagnuolo. The way they handle Kelce, especially in his prime, is they're going to say, we're going to keep throwing to him until you roll coverage and stopping him. And then if you stop him, we're going to go elsewhere. I just thought it was I thought the offense was way out of sync. I thought the play calling was weak. You know, these jump balls to you know, to Coleman. And I don't buy, let's stretch it down the field. There's nobody open, and you can't tell me it's not separation. There's a lot of opportunities for us to be able to run patterns underneath, but you cannot throw bombs in the NFL. The coverage is too tight. The cover four is too, and cover the cover two schemes are too good for any quarterback to stretch a field. You know, so people have to realize that, you know, throwing deep is really not the answer. What the answer is, and what it has been over the last 2 years, has been methodical, running the football, taking what the defense gives you, and I thought we got away from that last night. Big time.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people disagree. I agree with you. I think you keep doing it until it works, right? I mean, like, the danger in that is you get an incomplete pass, it's 2nd and 10, let's say, right, instead of getting a 2nd and 6, but totally, he was owning it. And by the way, the numbers weren't just 100 yards for Kincaid, 6 for 6 on targets, which speaks to what you're saying. Like, when they wanted to go to him, he was there, and it was open, and it was a really good matchup there, Bob. I don't disagree with you. He had a really fantastic game. It's very encouraging. I would have loved to have seen them do that a little more. I will disagree and push back a little bit on the run game. It wasn't great. But you have to give credit, Bob, to who they were playing. They were facing a team that was giving up 77 yards a game and 3.5 yards a carry, and the Bills ran for 4.1 yards a carry, over a half yard a carry more.
I agree. We've always had a tough time with New England running against them.
Milton Williams, by the way, is a really good player up front.
Yeah, he really is. I just thought, like, I don't know about you, but you know, the end around play.
Yeah. Even McDermott said, Bob, I'm not trying to rush you off, but I got some more phone calls. Even McDermott said he thought they got too cute at times. So I don't think you're wrong about that. And you're handing the ball off to Dawson Knox and the jet sweep didn't go well. Good phone call, Bob. Apologize. I need to rush to get some other callers, though. Let's go to Chris in West Seneca. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Sal. It's Chris in West Seneca. I don't really like to harp on the coaching too much, but like Sean McDermott has just gotten to me a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you guys are talking about the timeouts, but it's really what led up to those timeouts. You know, my thing is the coaching. I mean, you had 10 men on the field again in this game. Not only that last game that you guys pointed out, but even in this game.
Remember when that happened. Tell me when that happened, and I'll try to – because you might have seen some on TV that I didn't see.
Yeah, there was 10 men on the field, and we didn't use a timeout. This would have been – I believe this was for an extra point – or for a 2-point, or they were on the goal line, New England – and we didn't use a timeout.
Wait, in this game, they had 10 men on the field on a goal? I did not see that. Thank you for pointing it out. I had no idea. Which, when did this happen? I did not notice this.
I didn't see the timestamp.
I got you. No problem. Not a big deal. I'll take a look at it. Thank you. But if they notice, they should call, and they usually do call timeout in that situation. They should. You shouldn't run 11 against 10. That's a recipe for scoring.
Right. And then, you know, here's another thing, too. Like, this guy's defense hasn't been prime since 2022. I mean, we got a defensive-minded head coach. You don't really win Super Bowls with that, I don't think. I mean, unless the stats show otherwise. I mean, but I'm pretty sure, like, all the recent head coaches are offensive-minded for Super Bowl wins. I mean, a question here is, I mean, has Cook even gotten a carry in the red zone either?
Like this year?
I don't even think that... Yeah, has he even gotten like a carry in the red zone? He has.
Well, what do you mean? He scored a touchdown in every game running except for this one. I don't think all of them came from outside the 20.
I'm not sure. See, that's another stat that I've seen there too. But I'm just
He's absolutely. He's become their goal line back, Chris. He's in all the time, like at the goal line.
No, for sure.
I have no idea which. I don't know about the 10 men on the field, and I have no idea what you're watching. If you think James Cook hasn't gotten a red zone carry. I'm sorry. Unless I'm watching something different and seeing something different than you in a different team or game. Has Cook gotten a carry in the red zone? What? Let's go to Joe in Tonawanda. Hi, Joe.
How are we doing today, man?
Good, thank you.
Just a couple points. You know, as Bills fans, we've become spoiled, you know. The team is going to get an L here and there. You know, I'm still looking at 13-4. I'm not getting down. I mean, yeah, it hurts. It was a winnable game. You know, and we've had success without turning the ball over. And last night we turned the ball over. It happens. You know, I'm not getting down on this team. I know there's issues. I know there's things that can be fixed. I think it was a couple seasons ago we were at 5-5 and people cast us off and we ended up making that run and we ended up in the playoffs. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to getting healthy, getting these two guys off the 6-game suspension, et cetera. And then the other comment I have, you know, when Bean made the pick for Keon and went to the second round and didn't even pick in the first round that year for the draft. And we pushed the pick to Kansas City, and they picked up Xavier Worthy. You know, I knew then, and I kind of felt then, why are we not taking him and giving him to Kansas? Xavier Worthy's shown since he got in the league that he's better than Keon Coleman. I'm sorry. Your thoughts?
I think he does some things better. I think Keon does some things better. He's having a little trouble staying on the field right now. He might not play tonight. I get it. You want some speed. You want that. I think Keon Coleman had a nice game last night. I think he's becoming a nice wide receiver. As far as better, I think, yeah, sure, if you want to go by stats or volume, but that's always subjective on how you want to look at it. He's a smaller guy, too, and he's dealing some injuries right now. And maybe that's a reason why they didn't want him. I'm not really sure. Let's go to Rich in Buffalo. Hi, Rich. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, it's a coaching thing, and it's not, hey, we got to fire McDermott. McDermott's actually a much better coach than he was when he started. He's a very good coach. Let's call a spade a spade, right? But 9 penalties. That's coaching.
11, actually,
that's,
yeah.
Discipline.
11.
Was it 11, did you say?
It was 11, yes. It was 11, yes. And yeah, I mean, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Week.
Go ahead. Yeah.
We get gassed every week over the every week for the last 2 years over the right side, our defensive right side in the run game for the last 2 years. I mean, why aren't we doing something to stop it? I look at the adjustments before, you know, their quarterback is doing the job rollout to the right all game long, and finally in the fourth quarter they decide to do some things to stop that, and he's killing us with it. Trey White, my gosh, people play pitch and catch against Trey White. Mm-hmm. Restructure a contract and get a CB in here, right? Say a Bosa, oh my gosh, wait, let me just stop and say we're 4-1. I'm not ready to jump off a cliff, right? But Bosa, he gets fooled every game, and he's a 10-year vet. He gets – what am I missing?
No, I mean, well, nothing. I mean, you have every right to say that. I think Bosa – I gave him an arrow down again in my arrow up, arrow down column. Check it out, WGR550.com. But because he is – it seems to me like he just wants to get to the quarterback, and there's plays to be made on the edge. And I know you're not paying him to be an edge setter. I get that, right, Rich? Like that money. But that's the part of the job, right, when you're – a defensive end, you got to be able to do that. You know, it's interesting, Rich, you bring up the rolling to the right and the plays that were made, and I'll give you a little perspective, because I agree, and on the broadcast, I think Eric Wood said, maybe you do something to make them flush left instead of right, right, to an adjustment. But to give you an insight, so people understand, McDermott actually touched on one of the plays after the game, and he said they sent pressure on the to roll him right, and there was a guy there supposed to be contained, and he didn't have contain. I went back and looked. Looks to me like it should have been Landon Jackson. Now, maybe not, because Landon actually dropped into coverage. I don't know if it was somebody else, but the point I'm making is they did have a scheme on to stop that, which is flush him right and have a guy waiting for him. But that guy's got to do his job, too. So coaching does make adjustments and scheme, and players have to execute.
Can I mention one more thing?
Yeah.
And you've probably heard it already, but are we the worst tackling team in the league, or am I?
I thought it was better yesterday. I thought it was better yesterday. I mean, and by the way, the Patriots only ran for 3.2 yards total per carry, 71 yards. They're not a great running team. I thought their tackling was much better yesterday. I would say, if you gave me this call a week ago, I'd say absolutely yes. Maybe they still are, but I didn't have too much of a problem other than Stephon Diggs got out of a couple yesterday, which were big, no doubt, Rich, but I didn't think it was an overall issue yesterday. You know what I mean?
Okay. Adjustments and just basic, you coached.
I do, but and I know enough about this, Rich, when I say this. You also can't make the plays for people. You can put them in position. They still have to make the play. Right? I mean, if when you say, Rich, like tackling, you could say that's coaching and whatever. That's fine. Then you could say penalties. That's discipline and coaching. I mean, holy heck, you're a professional. You know the rules. You also know how to tackle, right? You've been doing it your whole life. That's where I come down. When people say, you defend coaching too much, well, It's like your kids. You can give them all the things in the world and all the tools. They're still going to make a decision, and sometimes it's not the right decision, or they're still going to make a mistake. Like, that's why I say that you can't go out there and do it for them. If people think they're not practicing tackling in training camp, and I know the rules are you can't as much these days in regular practices. If people think they don't go over the rules on where to line up, they're wrong. But at some point, the player has to take accountability on that, doesn't he?
No, I agree with you. But, I mean, like, you're a Yankees fan. I hear you on the show, right?
Why are you going to bring up the Yankees to me today? I had a good day up until 11:23 a.m.
It's not about that. It's about any baseball team or whatever. When they're struggling, they go back to field and grounders,
yeah,
pitching and catching, basic rules, doing the hitting the cutoff, man. We have to do something.
Okay, Rich, well, wait a minute. That's a great point. It's a great question. I'm glad you said this because how many people call this radio station and say, I'm tired of hearing the coach say go back to fundamentals? And that's what you're saying he should say. See, that's what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I know.
Agree.
I get it, buddy. I get it. Can't believe you brought up the Yankees. My guy here, Dan's got his Blue Jays cap on. He's rubbing it into me today, making things worse. He didn't say anything, but he just pointed the cap after that came up. We'll get to Steve in Texas. Save me from this, Steve. What's going on?
Well, Sal, I mean, I'll kind of echo on your point. McDermott didn't get frustrated and throw a pick on 2nd and 17 in the end zone because he just wanted to force something. So, you know, that's not McDermott. He can't score the touchdown.
I mean, there are lots of things you can always point to, say coaching has to be better. Here's what happens. Let me just give you a big picture, Steve. I'm going to keep you on the phone for a second. And I want to say this, okay, because it's just something I need to get off my chest. It happens all the time. Whether a win or a loss. This happened last night. I put on, like, hey, everybody, give me your suggestions for arrow up, arrow down, or whatever, and everything. Or just randomly, I'll get tweets and people. And generally, it's one word, coaching. But there's nothing like, now you might have a timeout issue or whatever. I always want to say, what specifically should the coach have done better today, last night, whatever? And that's great if you have an idea. But just because a team loses doesn't mean it's on coaching. I want you to tell me nitty gritty, like what you had a problem with coaching. Was it a substitution issue, which they did have a couple of times this year? It cost them last week, and that is on coaching. You have to be able to, but it also could be on players, but that's on coaching. Penalties, yes. Discipline, right? But Steve, they're professionals. They know where to line up, and they didn't do it right. You know what I mean?
I feel you, dog.
That's where I get it. Go ahead.
Okay. So I had two things. One of them's an in-game thing. I noticed it being a little different without Codrington back there on the special teams. Just with the juice coming off of it, I don't know what is different about our average starting position, but I mean the speed is noticeable and the penetration. I'm not complaining about it. I know they got to do some stuff to get who they want up on that roster, and that's kind of the first spot to go. But I do notice a little bit of juice missing when Codrington's not back there.
Look at the average starting field position yesterday. The Bills were only at their 23 while the Patriots were at the 34. And I'm not saying it was the end-all be-all with the return game, but it bakes into that.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Second was Vrabel. You know, I'm not – I called on the pregame show and I said, you know, if they drop this game, I mean, that game in New England could be for the division. And I'm not like afraid of the Patriots or anything, but I will say, you know, Vrabel is an awesome coach, and just looking at what he did with Tannehill in Tennessee, and if they have a, you know, Herbert-like or Allen-like quarterback, and with how disciplined his team is, I think the Patriots, you know, I think there's going to be a real rivalry now. Like, you know, Miami was a pretend rivalry. But I'm not saying I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I think it's, you know, we're here to be entertained, and, you know, that's going to be a good team. And, you know, I think we're going to get them this year, but I think, and, you know, next year and the year after, it's on, brother.
It should be fun. It should be fun. Thanks, Steve. I want to touch on this, by the way, which is so funny and so ironic. And so this is just the way it goes, right? Steve, this is not to pick on you when I say this, please. But Steve says, and it's Vrabel, they're such a disciplined team. They fumble the ball more than anyone in the league, and they had eight penalties yesterday, and they were one of the most penalized team in the league going into yesterday. There is this aura and this perception about maybe Mike Vrabel and being disciplined. And yeah, when the Bills do it and Sean McDermott, oh my God, discipline, discipline. Here's a guy that actually, his team actually turns the ball over at a higher rate than any team in the league, pretty much, puts the ball on the field, and we're talking about their team is so disciplined. They were yesterday, though, more than the Bills, and that's why the Bills lost. 803-0550 is the number. We'll get your phone calls in here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. When we come back, we'll do all of our elements, sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, we'll get the Barnes Firm injury report and, of course, your extra point from the sidelines.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yes and no. I mean, I feel like, you know, you definitely have to establish a lot of things during the game. And some of those situations were, you know, behind the sticks, off schedule because of some self-inflicted wounds, and then we put the ball on the turf, not waiting for them.
That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott following the team's 23-20 loss to the New England Patriots yesterday. Coming out of that game, some injury concerns for the Bills. Let's get to the Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION, and it starts with Matt Milano re-injuring his pectoral muscle, and that is not good news. He had just missed a couple of games, had the pec injury. He did not play the entire second half, essentially. I think it was maybe a couple plays in the start of the half, and then he went out, and he was questionably returned. He never came back. McDermott said he didn't have any information on it as of after the game. Maybe today there will be more. The Bills did place Dorian Strong on injured reserve the other day before the game. So that will be, he was on the sidelines though with the team walking. I think that was good news and encouraging, but we'll see where all that goes. But the big one from the game was Milano. And Josh got a little banged up. He never left the game, never went in the tent, nothing like that. But you could see he was limping and laboring a little bit on that knee after a scramble during the fourth quarter when he got tackled from behind. So that's the Barnes Firm injury report. Once again, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Let's get to your extra point from the sidelines. And that is brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. How can we not talk about what happened, what the stadium looked like last night? Man, you would have loved the Bills to bring this one home with the rivalry jerseys, the whiteout. It was looking fantastic inside the stadium last night. And good job by Bills Mafia. You understood the assignment. You paid attention. You did your homework, and you were prepared. And there was some red there. There was some blue there, of course, but a lot of white in the stands, and it looked beautiful. I really thought it looked great. I know a lot of people wondering, why did they do the end zones? Well, turf end zones versus grass end zones, a little tougher to deal with and do, as some other teams have. I'm guessing that's the biggest, you know, reason. But let's remember, the Bills will have a grass field next year, and they have the rivalry jerseys once a year for the next 2 years after this. So maybe that'll happen. So it was great last night. Great atmosphere, great weather. Another night game coming next week against the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta on Monday Night Football. Price in Buffalo. Hi, Price.
Hey, Sal. Hope you're having a great day. I got a couple points I wanted to bring up. One on the offense, one on the defense.
Yep.
I'll start with the defense. You know, for years, we've always talked about Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde and the relationship they had in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trey White was a generational talent in his prime. But I think the guy that we always forget about is Taron Johnson. Like, he's the guy that allows us to run nickel so often.
Mm-hmm.
Does he look a step slow, or I don't know. It just seems a little different there. I don't think we're running as much nickel. We've got more linebackers out there. So,
They're not running as much. Two different questions and two different answers here, Price, I would say. I think at times Taron looks just as good as ever. I think at times Taron looks like he's not the same Taron Johnson. You know what I mean? Last night was not a great night for a lot of the corners, including Taron, who was on Stephon Diggs, missed a couple of plays. But they're not running as much nickel, not because of Taron, but because it's a response to what the offense is putting on the field. And these days, offenses are running more heavier personnel. When that happens, he comes off the field, if that makes sense.
Yeah, thanks. That really answers my question, which kind of segues into my point about the offense as well. It seems like we're running a lot of heavier sets on offense, too. I don't understand why we don't just pick up the tempo. It just looks like sometimes we're kind of lollygagging around. I'm not really a big fan of the 2 yard screens or the 2 yard pops to the receivers. You know, if James Cook is picking up 6 or 7 yards a pop, why don't we just jump on the ball and run the same play again or run a hurry up offense? So we kind of light a fire under the offense more.
Yeah. Well, they can. I mean, there's risk involved with that. There's no guarantee you're going to get 6 or 7 yards. And if you only get 2 or 3, you go 3 and out and you put your defense right back on the field. That's a risk, right? That could happen. You don't want to do that. And a lot of times those screen passes actually get 6 or 7 yards and they open up other things. So I get it. I just want to show you the other side of it, which is why you don't do it sometimes. They do run some hurry up every once in a while. A lot of times it's just when they have a short yardage, they want to run a sneak, something like that. But, you know, there's risk involved too. And like I said, Eric Wood says this on the broadcast all the time, Price, which is if you do something like that and you get stopped, all of a sudden you're punting it back and your defense just was on the field, is coming back on the field. You have to think about that too.
I don't think that's as big of a concern because we got the MVP back there.
Okay.
Like if on first down we're getting 6 and 7 yards and obviously we have the matchup that we want, why not exploit that matchup? I'd like to see us run more 13 personnel as well, too. You know, we got 3 great tight ends. Why not put them all out there at the same time?
They are. They run more 13. They run more 13 than any team in the league. All the time.
Okay, I'm learning. Thank you, Sal.
Yeah, you got it. They run 13 way more than any team in the league. They don't run as much 12 this year as they did last year, but they do run more 13 than any team in the league. Mario in Jacksonville. Hi, Mario.
Hey, Sal. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I know in the beginning of your show you said it's not doom and gloom. Let's not be doom and gloom. I want to agree with you because they're still 4-1. And I don't know, this year the NFL doesn't look great. I think there's a lot of teams, and I don't think I can point to a team and say that's the most impressive win. The Patriots beating the Bills might be one of the most impressive wins this season. But the issue I have is looking ahead through the division, how New England's playing, and my two biggest issues with the team is Brady's play calling. I can't really wrap my head around it. Even the wins they've had this season, he seems to get cute. I mean, the end around with Kincaid, I know maybe there's an exchange issue there. Maybe you can blame Josh for that, but it's like, why is this being called this point of the game? Why is Cook being taken off the field? Why are they continuing to use Ray Davis in certain situations? It can be frustrating to watch. And then just you look at the personnel that the team have. There's so many issues with the team, right? I mean, corner, safety, linebacker, the D-line. I mean, receiver's an issue too. And to me, these are questions for March and the summer. And now we're in October, and you can't really answer them. So,
well, I think this, Mara, let me touch on a couple of things. I agree with you about the end around, the jet sweep to a tight end. What are you going to gain there? If you're going to gain 2 yards, might as well give it to James Cook, right? I get it, right?
Yeah.
I totally get that. It's so funny because How many times do we get a call and say they should be more creative? And then as soon as he is, well, they got too cute. And I'm not blaming you. I'm not picking on you, but that's what happens. And the same thing you just said. Oh, yeah. So for 3-4 weeks, Mario, we've been getting phone calls on, you can't keep running James Cook. Where is Ray Davis? Where is Ty Johnson? The minute they start putting him in, I get a phone call that says, why didn't you keep James Cook on the field?
Well, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I think at this point in time, I actually called last season. You and I had a discussion about the receiver position,
yeah.
And then they got Amari Cooper like an hour after my call. It was pretty
that's amazing.
Pretty scary.
It's kind of like Brandon Bean coming on here, and then they get Elijah Moore an hour after that.
Yeah, but I think everyone here can agree that I'm going to be really dramatic here. We can't take another season of getting close and then being let down and having the same conversation. Like, we just can't take it. Obviously, we can, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But at this point in time, I think we can agree, like, hey, Bean, try to make a move right now.
Sure.
Try to do something. So you obviously can't address every issue. I personally would still focus. I think defense, you rely on the free agents that we have coming back. You hope Harrison's going to make a difference. And you deal with what you can on the defense. I personally, again, want to see them try to get a playmaker on offense so that they can try to put together different packages, stretch the field, and make it easier on Josh. So that would be my focus.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that there's a handful of receivers you can try to make a trade for. I don't want to go to the free agent market because I don't think those guys aren't on teams for a reason, but that's where I would focus on.
Yeah.
If you had to do something – what would you do? Like, if they're giving you the keys to the kingdom.
Me?
Say, hey,
I'd look into Rashid Shaheed. He is a very nice player in New Orleans. Who, if you don't know what they're, I mean, look, New Orleans won yesterday. They get the Patriots next week. Maybe they're not in the mood to, in a position to move. But if they want to do that, and you know why, I would focus on him too. He has speed and he's a return man. And right now, you could kill two birds with one stone, so to speak.
I would get this one. There's a really good player. I think his name is Stephon Diggs. He looks really good. They should go get him.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Good gosh.
I mean, okay. Well, yeah. He's also a team removed from the team that had him. Another team let go of him too, and that's the Texans. And yeah, I get it. But a lot.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Things went into that. Adam in Lake George. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Sal. I'm on my way back from the game last night. If I told you before the game started that the Bills would only allow the Patriots one earned red zone visit in the entire first half, I would have thought the Bills would have been up like 24-7 or 24-3 at the end of that half. And that's what happened last night. I was shocked. You know, I want to preface this by saying, Drake May is going to be a very good quarterback, and he's going to be a guy that they're going to have to deal with for a long time looking forward or moving forward. And I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be fun. But they did not respect Drake May at all in the first half. They had very rarely, I felt, were they playing too high safety. They had a lot of guys, further up the line. They weren't playing deep, and it worked. I mean, they held the pass. If it weren't for the fumble that gave them an easy score, the Patriots do absolutely nothing on offense in that first half. You can only get away with doing that for so long, which is why I understand, where they went to in the second half, getting a little bit softer. You don't want to open up those opportunities for them to see that, make adjustments at halftime, and go downfield. But to me, the problem with this game had nothing to do with the coverage, nothing to do with the defense. It's all centered and focused around the Bills' inability to run the football, turning the ball over, and the inability to beat man coverage with anybody but Dalton Kincaid. And that's the one thing that I still am just a little bit critical of Brandon Bean for, is the fact that it seems like, he almost laughed off the idea that because they scored so many points per game that, hey, we didn't need the help at wide receiver. It's like you have a specific thing that you can't do when teams man you up. And it was on tape last year. It's going to be on tape this year. And I hope that they find a resolution for that, whether it's within the scheme and the guys that they have or making a trade. But, man, if they could figure that out, that's the last missing piece that I feel like the Bills need to, really – have us feel good about their chances to win.
Yeah, I'm with you on that part of it. The running the ball thing is not it. I mean, they ran for 4.1 yards a carry against one of the best defenses in the league. I'm not worried about that. They're a great running team. They do a great job. It wasn't great yesterday, but they're facing a good team. Respect the opponent, and that team is tough to run on. They're very, very good up front. And the thing that was missing last night from the run game, though, was that pop, because you had 9 yards was the longest carry for James Cook. Usually he has one for about 20 yards. But that being said, yes, man-to-man, beating people. Dalton Kincaid was the only one last night. I don't disagree with that. That is something that came back to bite them. Mike in Orchard Park. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So I missed the majority of your show. I popped on late and whatnot, so I'm sorry if any of these points were addressed. But, I know you start your show and you say, don't make rational statements. Like, think logical, right? So from what I took from that game, both sides, it was a mess. There was a lot of penalties, and I think a lot of the penalties were kind of legit. And some of the stuff we kind of get away with as a team on the offensive line. And I felt like we just couldn't not get in the rhythm. And I felt like we were trying to run the ball, and we were trying to stay with it, and it was just like the rhythm wasn't there. Like you just said, James Cook, longest yard was 9 yards. You know what I mean? So I just felt like that was an issue. And, I mean, Stephon Diggs, he's a good football player. I mean, he is I don't think anyone was really surprised. I don't think the coaching staff, I don't think Sean McDermott was surprised that Stephon Diggs came to play yesterday. He's a dog. Yeah. And there's a lot of issues, but I think it's a long season. And I think as far as a coach, Sean McDermott, I feel he's challenged himself to put a lot of trust in his coordinators. And as far as Joe Brady, I just don't know. Like, I want your opinion. I just don't know if he really respected New England as a defense.
You got a little too cute last night. I agree with that. I don't know about not respecting him. I don't think that's the case. But it's funny. I mean, Sean McDermott, do you want him to trust his coordinators or not? You trust his coordinators? Like, why doesn't he intervene and overturn a play? And then when he does that, I can't believe he's such a micromanager, right? We get both sides of that. Hey, good call, Mike. Sorry, we got to run. I got one break here. I got to come back, sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, to wrap up the program next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Hey, buddy.
Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
Bunny, sit down.
Who's my buddy this week?
I'm your buddy, guy! He's your guy, friend! I'm your friend, buddy!
on WGR.
Blue, you're my boy!
Sports Radio 550.
My buddy this week comes from a suggestion from one of our fans and followers and listeners, Kyle, thank you, who tweeted at me, at Sal Sports. This is getting connected with our fans in the best way possible. Getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Kyle says, I'm going to read it right to you. Sal, an idea for Hey Buddy. The St. John Fisher Cardinals beat Brockport in Courage Bowl 20 that benefits Camp Good Days and Special Times. It's the first win over Brockport since 2016. So how about a shout out to Coach Ed Raby and the Fisher Cardinals as your Hey Buddy. Shout out. Great job, Fisher. Great job, Brockport, everybody. The Courage Bowl, too, benefiting Camp Good Days and Special Times. But great job, Fisher, for winning the Courage Bowl back since 2016. Thank you, Kyle, so much for that. You can always tweet me, everybody, at Sal Sports. All right, who are we sitting up and who are we standing down on today? We are going to sit up, all right? Sit up on tonight's game. I like it. I like tonight's game. Although I will say, I do have a feeling that maybe the Patriots could blow them out, but let's sit up on tonight's game because it's interesting. Because if the Jags can kind of, you know, get something going here, they could move to 4-1 at the top of the conference with the Indianapolis Colts and the Buffalo Bills. If not, and it's the Chiefs, oh boy, what are we looking at here? Chiefs would move to 3-2, but a loss by the Chiefs would keep them out of the, right now they're the 8th seed, by the way. I like tonight's game. I think it's going to be an interesting game. I do have a feeling the Chiefs might just kind of run away with it, but I give Jacksonville a fighting chance. I'm interested to see tonight. Let's stand down, speaking of the West, stand down to the Chargers in being this team that's going to just overtake the Chiefs right away. I mean, yesterday, a 10-point lead goes away. They lose, and they have some issues right now. Justin Herbert threw the ball like 30 times, only for 160-something yards, so we're going to stand down on the Chargers taking over the West anytime soon. All right, that is the Northtown Automotive Extra Points Show. One Bills Live up next here on a Monday for 3 hours with you on WGR. Have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.